Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
You will have seen a recent trend circulating online of people sending their parents AI-generated images which make it look like there is an unknown person in their home just to prompt a response. It might seem like a harmless joke, but it's one of the many instances of AI-generated deepfakes that are circulating online. So are we any closer to being able to separate a deepfake from a real image? Professor Barry O'Sullivan is with the School of Computer Science and IT at University College Cork. He's with me now in the Republic of Work. Barry, they're very real looking, these ones.
Very, very convincing, very real, absolutely. And becoming more real and more convincing as every day goes by.
And when you saw these first off, because I mean, obviously you're a little bit more well-versed in AI than I am, were you surprised at how effective they were?
Not really, but I suppose the technology isn't really advanced at this point. The hard thing is actually telling the real content apart from AI content. And I'm not immune to sending some AI generated stuff accidentally to friends and family as well. So it's becoming very, very difficult to distinguish between what's real and what's not.
Are they the new memes? Because an entire generation is only getting used to memes, but memes which would either be a static image or kind of a very short form video, like, these are overtaking them now, aren't they?
Well, they're overtaking them, absolutely. And there's a few purposes, I suppose. One purpose is to entertain. So some of them are just very entertaining. You know, you can have a baby and a cat having a conversation about something, right? So, which is all nice and cute. They're also there to drive engagement. So people engage with them, like them, interact with them online. But of course, there's also nefarious purposes, like misleading people, especially when it comes to politics or something like that. So there's also, you can essentially use them for almost anything.
About a year ago, the easiest way to tell a deepfake video was you looked at the hands.
Yeah.
Because the hands would have either had too many fingers or not enough fingers. Or you'd look at something in the background that just wouldn't be quite right. That was almost a moment in time, wasn't it? Because the thing about AI is it keeps learning and it keeps getting better.
It keeps getting better. And so those, so certainly there are tools that make those errors, but there are some really advanced tools where that kind of stuff doesn't happen. And you might wonder, well, can we automatically detect this stuff? And the answer is basically no. Using AI to detect AI is very tricky. So the only real way there is of reliably recognizing deepfake technology or deepfake content online is just to sit back and look at it and sort of think about it for a minute. Are the same number of rabbits bouncing off the trampoline as there were when that landed on it? Sometimes there's not. But the context is
like a tremendous
waste
of our brain power.
Absolutely.
But not just
our brain power, right? Resources, the climate changing resources, energy and water and everything else. But I suppose the only way you really have of spotting deepfake technologies by sitting back and looking at the context. And is that a reasonable thing to happen?
There is a new type of thing. Is it Soma or Sora or something?
Yeah.
It's Sora.
Yeah.
Instagram is full of it at the moment. And very kindly, Sora are putting their logo burnt in so you're able to kind of determine that it is a deepfake. But that presumably is a choice that they're making that others won't. And the second this technology exists, it'll be in the real world. And what's dangerous about that is it can be Barry O'Sullivan. It can be actual you, but in deepfake form.
So under in Europe, we have this European AI Act, which is sort of coming into force. And under one of the terms of that is if there is AI generated content, that should be obvious to the person consuming it before you consume it. So obviously Sora putting their logo. You can, for example, on a platform like Instagram, you can specify this is AI-generated content.
But you have to tell it.
You're supposed to tell it. But this is not reliable at all, right? Because if we have a presidential election going on right now, you could have people could be producing videos having either candidate saying something or doing something that they shouldn't be doing or saying. And it becomes very difficult to distinguish between, you know, the real stuff and the not real stuff if people don't tell you.
I actually had that earlier on because I was looking at a clip online. I'm not going to say what it was because I'm still not sure whether it was a deepfake or whether it was real.
Yeah.
And we're in that space now, where we are stuck. Interestingly, I met someone last week who said one of the big growth areas, we all talk about jobs being lost and things falling by the wayside. Mm. One of the big growth areas in the next 20 years is going to be something called critical thinking. And training people into, as you say, step back and try and identify if something is real or not.
Yeah, the context is very important.
Yeah, is that something that we need to all get better at? Is that the continuous learning for AI?
I think it is. But one of the challenges with using these kinds of technologies and maybe consuming them is that, you know, you sit at home, you start scrolling through Instagram. There's a lot of fantastical stuff which is real. There's a lot of stuff that's not so fantastical that isn't real, you know. So being able to, having your antenna sufficiently sort of tuned in to what you're consuming is very, very challenging. This has sort of bigger implications, of course, you know, things like digital evidence, you know, someone shows a CCTV image of somebody robbing their car or something. Mm. Did it really happen? You know, that's really becoming difficult. So the whole issue of the provenance of the information as well is becoming important. Now, how do you deal with it? I suppose, you know, you have to, if it's a news source, you get your news from reliable news sources and reliable journalists, because you know, they do professionally put in the effort to make sure that what they're producing and showing you is real.
I'm going to have to take the red pill on that just to stay in the real world. Barry O'Sullivan of University College Cork, thanks very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.